Amsterdam Mayor Michael Villa is running for a second term. The Republican is running on a platform that asks voters to consider changes in the Montgomery County city over the last 4 years. He's highlighting improvements in city finances, investments in infrastructure, and the city's receipt of a $10 million downtown revitalization initiative grant from New York State. I sat down with Villa at his home on the city's south side, and we started by speaking about the work his administration has done to fulfill a campaign promise made 4 years ago, addressing neighborhood blight.
I think we've been pretty successful. We've done a foreclosure each and every year, which is critical. There had been no foreclosures done in the prior 7 years of us taking office. So that's been another huge benefit to us, that now we're at the cycle where at least on some of the foreclosed properties that we begin doing, that they are in better condition and able to go ahead and resell. Whereby the first year that we did one, you know, we were inundated with 640 dead properties. So it's been a long, arduous task, but we've taken it one step at a time, and you're beginning to see the results.
Last year was a tough year financially for the city. Where are we right now in regards to city finances?
One of the key components of our campaign back in 2015 was to straighten out the finances, because we knew that there were issues. We knew that there was going to be debt or deficits. We just didn't know what the numbers were. And so when we took office, myself and the city council made the decision immediately to go out and get an outside accounting firm to come in and assist the city in rectifying some of these past inequities that have been going on for years and years. And it took 2 years for them to finally straighten out what we believe were real numbers for the first time. So we have an extraordinary amount of general fund debt, which was put at $5.4 million, which forced the city to take a step after consulting with our financial advisors to go out and seek debt financing from the state. And so we reached out to our state representatives, who we've had a great working relationship with, Senator Amador, Assemblyman Santa Barbara. And we did get debt financing passed through the Senate and through the Assembly. We're currently meeting with the restructuring board from the state, which will guide us and make suggestions and look at our budget and try to determine where we can make additional savings, whether it's through consolidation, maybe in certain factors with the county. And it's been a very helpful phase so far. So we're looking forward to getting through that. But Amsterdam's looking up. I mean, you know, we can't stick our heads in the sand because we have this debt. I think we've made tremendous strides, both publicly and changing perception of the city of Amsterdam.
Do you think that the DRI award this past year was a recognition of that?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, the state doesn't give $10 million to a community that they don't think is going in the right direction. So I think they realize the strides that we have made in improving our waterway and expanding all the amenities of the bridge, putting together a staff that has moved the city forward, bringing on board a community economic development director and Amanda Bearcroft. All of those things have partnered us with encouraging outside investors to come into the city, and we have seen a lot of that, and you'll be hearing a lot more from Amsterdam, because this DRI and this influx of $10 million has really spurred interest. And so we have a lot of interest from outside investors that either own property now and have done nothing with, that want to do something with, or property values, particularly on the south side, have gone up really throughout the city. So we're greatly encouraged by that. We have a hotel One of the main things of our campaign was we knew we needed to get a hotel. They're just breaking ground now on 5S, just right behind us, with a microtel. So private investment partnered with ADA and all the entities for a pilot. And so we're just excited.
Where do you think that the city is going, and where do you think the city will be 10, 15, 20 years down the road?
And I think that's the key. The main reason why I'm seeking re-election is to make sure that we lay out a pathway for the future, and that is putting together a comprehensive plan that takes us out 10, 15 years. Our local waterfront revitalization plan also needs to be updated, utilizing the waterway as we have now in these last 3.5 years, but then taking it to another level, whether that is having a marina, but utilizing the fact that we are the benefit of having waterways that are usable on both sides of the river. So we want to make sure that we expand that and utilize that to the best of our ability. We have already done 2 phases of a study for train station relocation. All these things are transformational. When you take in account the $10 million DRI with a rec center, I just sat down with Congressman Tonko for more than 2 hours, looking at the possibilities of him securing a build grant to give us an up and over. That, in other words, to connect the south side where the pedestrian bridge exits to the downtown, which now will give us a true connectivity, which will definitely grow our downtown, grow the rest of the city, north and south, in bringing all that together. So that's the goal, is to keep us moving forward. We have brownfield opportunity areas. We've been designated in all 4 corners of the city, north, south, east, and west, which present tax incentives for investors. So again, you know, the interest is there. We're engaged with a lot of investors. We have some exciting projects that I'm just not able to expand on right now that we're looking at going forward. So those are the reasons, and those are the things that we want to make sure we lay that foundation for the future.